senior night in many, many gyms across the state of Washington. I saw senior night. Steve saw senior night. Did Mike McDonald see a senior night tonight? How you doing, Mike?
Good. Thank you, Dick. How are you?
I'm doing well. Was it senior night tonight for the Bombers of Richland?
No, kind of a scheduling fluke. There was a game that was postponed between Chiawana and Richland that will be played tomorrow at Richland High School.
Okay.
So no senior night tonight.
Gotcha. Well, they got Hanford tonight after getting a little scare on Tuesday from Kennewick.
Kennewick's a pretty good team, and Kennewick can run up and down the floor, which Richland loves to do. So they were able to keep pace with them, but ended up falling by the wayside. Tonight for Hanford, they could not keep up. Their transition defense was a step behind all night. They ended up falling this game 100-56.
Ooh, they gave up the C-No. Two went, was it all Stephen Bayo all the time? Or did, I guess if you're going to score 100, it's going to be Bayo and a bunch of his cohorts.
Every player on the roster for the Richland Bombers ended up with at least 2 points.
Oh, wow. How many Bayo go for?
Bayo finished with 30. He had 16 at halftime, and he ended up with 14 points in the third quarter for 30 on the night.
30 points. So that brings them, what, 14-0 in league? Is that right?
13-0 in league play, and now 16-3 overall.
16.
Bayo did not play at all in the fourth quarter.
16-3 over. So he went for 30 with only three quarters. Nice.
Yeah,
very good.
Not a minute in the fourth.
How about a little preview of tomorrow night's game? Chiawana stand a chance, or is it going to be too much for him on senior night?
Well, you know, it's kind of difficult on this one. I think Richland will prevail. There's nothing left to be settled when it comes to the standings heading into the districts next week, So there's not a lot to prove.
So Richland, the number one seed, will play whom from the GSL?
Well, we don't know that yet. The districts happen here with the Tri-Cities teams before they have the games with the Greater Spokane League.
Okay, I got you. So you got to figure
so
that
coming
all out.
Up on, so coming up on Tuesday, here's how we have it. Richland's the number one seed, Walla Walla number two, Chiawana number three, Pasco number four on the 4A side. So Pasco on Tuesday will play at Chiawana. The winner will play Friday night at Walla Walla. The winner of that game will move on to play Richland on Saturday.
Gotcha. And then on the 3As, what do those standings look like?
Let's see. Kamiokin finishes with the number one seed, Southridge number two, Kennewick number three, Hanford number four. So Tuesday night, Hanford at Kennewick. Then on Friday night, the winner of that game will play at Southridge. The winner of that matchup will play Saturday at Kamiokin. It's rather convoluted.
That's all right. So any other scores before we let you go?
You bet. Other finals tonight in boys' play, it was Walla Walla defeating Kamiokin 54-45. Chiawana wins at home against Kennewick 85-71. Southridge over Pasco 62-49.
Beautiful. Thank you, Michael.
Have a good night, Dick.
You too. That's Mike McDonald joining us from Pasco.